Every man according as he purposes in his heart, so let him give. This quotation is taken from 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 7. This chapter deals solely with the ministering or service to the saints, the giving of finances and goods by the saints to other saints who maybe have a temporary need or simply need to be blessed. The word saints is the Greek word hagios and means holy ones or separated ones. Those that have the Holy Spirit within them, who are separated from the darkness of this world and translated into the kingdom of his dear Son. Colossians chapter 1, verse 13. 1 Corinthians chapter 16, verses 1 and 2 state, "Now concerning the collection for the saints. Upon the first day of the week, let every one of you lay by him in store, or treasure up, as God has prospered him, or benefited him." Can't you just see the grace in all this? The tithe, the giving of 10% of your income under Old Testament law, no longer applies to those who have accepted that Jesus is Lord, that he has redeemed them from the curse of the law. Galatians chapter 3, verse 13. In its place, we have a free will offering, given out of a heart of love to bless the saints, all the while meditating on the blessings received from our Heavenly Father. 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 6 says, "But this I say, he who sows sparingly will also reap sparingly, and he who sows bountifully with blessings will also reap bountifully blessings." This verse does not promise that as you give finances that you will receive more in return. The context is blessings. Verse 7. "So let each one give as he purposes in his heart, not grudgingly or of necessity, for God loves a cheerful giver." We choose how much we give, and no matter how small or how large our gift is, our Father desires us to be cheerful givers. Verse 8. "And God is able to make all a grace abound towards you, that you, always having all sufficiency in all things, may have an abundance for every good work." There is no doubt that as we give cheerfully, we will be blessed back in return. Why? So that we can store it all up in our bank account? No. It is so we have more to give for every good work. Verse 9. "As it is written, he has dispersed abroad. He has given to the poor, those that have needs. His righteousness endures forever." There are righteous benefits that far outweigh any material benefits as you give with a loving heart. Verse 10. "Now may he," God, "who supplies seed to the sower and bread for your food, supply and multiply the seed you have sown and increase the fruits of your righteousness. Verse 11. "While you are enriched in everything for all liberality, which causes thanksgiving through us to God." Verse 12. "For the administration of this service," the giving, "not only supplies the needs of the saints, but also is abounding through many thanksgivings unto God. This giving glorifies our Heavenly Father." Verse 13. "While through the proof of this ministry, they glorify God for the obedience of your confession to the gospel of Christ and for your liberal sharing with them and all men." Verse 14. "And by their prayer for you, who long for you because of the exceeding grace of God in you. What wonderful, wonderful scriptures. Everybody receives blessings. The giver, the receiver, but most importantly, our Heavenly Father is glorified. Can I encourage you to ask the Father to indicate where and to whom you can share your abundance with? As you pray in tongues, let the Holy Spirit loose to search the saints' hearts. Maybe you can bless them financially. I pray in tongues much, and I listen to saints sharing their lives with me. The Father will always prompt or whisper the right action for me to take. What a blessing. We live to give. Have a glorious day.